Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 31, A Chosen People. Hear this verse with the full weight it carries. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called thee, called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Peter is not writing to the powerful. He is writing to the displaced, to people who felt like outsiders, people the world had overlooked and passed by. And it is to those exact people that he lifts his voice and says, "But you." Those two words are already a sermon. The world may have cast its vote against you, but heaven already cast its vote, and heaven's vote stands. You are a chosen race, not chosen because of your performance, not chosen because you got everything right, chosen by decision. God's choice over your life came before any mistake you ever made, before any word anyone ever spoke to diminish you. Your identity does not begin with what the world thinks of you. It begins with what God decided about you. And look at what he decided. A royal priesthood. In Scripture, a priest is the one who carries God's presence to people and carries people's needs before God. You do not need a title for that. Your kitchen is your parish. Your desk is your altar. Your commute is the ground where you exercise this priesthood every single day. In every honest conversation, in every genuine act of care, you are carrying something holy. A holy nation. Holy is not a word about perfection. It is a word about purpose. Set apart for something. You belong to another kingdom. And it is precisely because you belong to another kingdom that you can serve faithfully in this one without being consumed by it, without being defined by it. A people for his own possession. That one stops me. To God, you are not one of many. You are his treasure. Belonging to him is the safest address in the entire universe. No storm reaches you without first passing through his hands. And then Peter tells us why all of this is true. Not so you simply feel good about yourself. Not so you carry a warm feeling into your morning. So that you proclaim you were called out of darkness, yes, for your own salvation, but also so that someone still inside that darkness could find the door. Chosen people have an assignment, and that assignment does not begin on a stage. It begins in the simplest conversation of your day. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone to scroll through news or social media, send a text to one person, just one. Tell them one specific thing God has done for you. It does not have to sound theological. It does not have to be eloquent. It just has to be true. God held me together in a season I didn't think I'd survive. God opened a door I was sure was closed. That is proclamation. That is what it looks like to be a chosen people in motion. You were called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Don't keep that light to yourself. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.